And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Julia Smith with the Easter Group, here to talk about what the group is doing and what their plans are for the future. Welcome to Morning Edition,
Julia. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. It's my pleasure, yes. As I've been had this pleasure a few times, and this is a subject that's near and dear to me, so I'm glad to have any opportunity to talk about the work of the Easter Group.
Well, let's start off by talking about that. What is the mission of the Easter Group, and how does it work to accomplish that?
Well, our mission is to provide help to those who need it most in our community. So that can take several forms, and we have worked on the issue of hunger in our community and homelessness, and those are the two issues that we have primarily focused on. And we accomplish that by partnering with anybody and everybody in this town that we can possibly do. There's no way that one group can work on issues that are this broad, and we know that there are a lot of organizations in this town that touch people who have these situations and maybe provide a piece of that. And so we have tried to pull those groups together and work with them and provide and see the services are provided. Yeah.
One of the events that I think many people are aware of in connection with the Easter Group is Project Homeless Connect. And there recently was one of those.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
All right. Last year we had three events, and we were very happy to have them at the Salvation Army, who is one of our big partners. And at the Salvation Army, it's a lot smaller than the Centennial Hall, of course, where we have had those events in the past. But in the past, we only had one big event, and because we were at a smaller place, we decided to have smaller events. And so at each event, we invited other partners to come so that at each event, there was a different group of partners. So, for example, we may have SAIL there and SAFE and Public Health. And then another event, we would have Alaska Housing and Finance and the Tribe and SEARCH, different groups from SEARCH. So that way, we could provide the same services we did at our big event, but in a smaller way.
And what did you find reorganizing like that?
Well, we found that it was a lot more intimate. and we were able to have time to visit with people. Of course, we didn't have to have a huge amount of volunteers. We still needed volunteers, just individuals to come in and help with the process of introducing people to who were at the Salvation Army for lunch, what we were doing and what services we had to offer, and were they interested in which ones. And that way you get to kind of know people. And that's really important, I think, when you're working with a small community like ours, to understand that the people who are finding problems with homelessness are our neighbors. They aren't somebody else somewhere else who descended on us and said, "I'm homeless, help me," although that did happen once. Primarily, they're people we know, and we see them every day and in our everyday life, and we just don't know that they're homeless. So this way, we get to connect with people. When you're using a bigger place, you're as a volunteer, you may only volunteer in one little part, and you don't get that connection with the people. So I've really enjoyed that part of having it at a smaller venue.
You know, even that interpersonal connection in and of itself is incredibly important to the person who's experiencing challenges as well, being seen as a human being recognized for their own intrinsic self-worth.
Right, and sitting and having lunch with somebody. Yeah. And just saying, "Hi, how's your day? Mm-hmm. My name is, and I'm here because, and gee, we'd like to invite you to join us." And Just that respect and looking somebody as a person, not somebody that you're there to do something for. This is what we have to offer. Do you think you need it? No, okay, that's great. I'm real glad to meet you. And then I see them out on the street. And I always say hi, and they remember me, and I remember them, and that's a good personal touch, too. Yeah.
What else does the Easter Group work on?
Well, we have worked on the homelessness and hunger, as I said. Our hunger issues have not as much as we have in the past, although we do have some concerns. In the past, we would provide snacks and fruit for some of the schools. We don't need to do that anymore. We do underwrite and help the Blessings in a Backpack, which is the backpacks full of food for kids to take home on weekends. And so that's something that we have continued. We also have looked toward making sure there's a place for somebody to go every day of the week to get a hot meal. So Monday through Friday, people can go to Salvation Army. On Saturday, they can go to St. Gregory's Catholic Church. And on Sundays, they can go to the Presbyterian Church. And it's all right downtown. It's very easy for people to walk to those places. And we promote that. So we make sure people do know about that. And a concern that we've talked about, and we haven't come up with a solution yet, and if you have a great idea to help us, we'd love to have you come and join us, anyone. And that is, in the summers, kids don't have access to food as readily as they do when they're in school. And we know they need food because Blessings in a Backpack provides that food, and also the school's programs provide that food. And so that's something that we have talked about and would like more help with ideas and ways to work on that. There are a couple of other things that we have looked to, and one of those is a homeless shelter or a day shelter. We haven't got any answers to that yet. And so if somebody has a great idea, again, that would be wonderful. Those are the type of things that we have looked at and we are working toward. And one of the reasons why we decided to do Project Homeless Connect was because we thought, well, why have a shelter if we don't have that many homeless? Well, you do Project Homeless Connect and you find out we do have homeless in our community. We have extremely resourceful homeless who work very, very hard to do the best they can for themselves. And but nonetheless, they don't have a home. So those are things that we really want to work toward.
What does homelessness tend to look like in Sitka?
Well, there are a few people who do live in tents, and there are people who live in cars, somebody's couch, someplace that you and I probably wouldn't think of to sleep in. There are some people do live on boats, and that's great, but there are some boats that probably you shouldn't be living on. So that's kind of where people are doing. You know, couch surfing is something that happens. So that's kind of what people are doing. And a lot of people work. I mean, it isn't that they don't have other things to do in their lives. You know, they just, for a lot of reasons, lost their housing.
Right, yeah. Right. And the hunger situation in Sitka, we tend to not think of that either.
No, that's true. I really am proud that we do have a place for somebody to eat every day. And you can get food at different places to bring home. Salvation Army provides food. A lot of the churches have food pantries. So there are places for people to get food here. And I think that's good. I think that's something we don't want to back off of. We want to make sure that continues to happen. and that's available for folks. Yeah.
Well, the Easter group has a meeting coming up tomorrow, and
yes,
folks who are interested can come on by and learn more.
They can. And it's at the St. Peter's Episcopal Church. And I would really like to thank St. Peter's for a couple of things. First of all, they have been hosting us for a couple of years now, and we really appreciate that. And also, there are members of the church that are very active in our group and appreciate them as individuals. But also, a few years ago, the Episcopal Diocese has a small grant that they put out. It's called the Faith Into Tomorrow Grant, and it's one that we applied for a small amount of money. Probably it was maybe about $1,000, and we had seen a need for people who got to get stranded in Sitka for a variety of reasons, and there really wasn't anybody out there to help them. So, for example, what we were seeing where somebody was coming to here to work in the fishing industry, and maybe they lost their job or something happened, they hurt themselves, but they don't live in Sitka. They don't have family or anybody to support them. There's no agency who's going to help them. But they need to either get home, or maybe they got another job, but it's somewhere else. And so we had this little pot of money to see if we could help them get to the next place. And we found that this was a service that was needed, that there wasn't anybody else who was doing it. And so we continued that in our budget. The grant was only a one-time grant. It was kind of to, all right, will anybody need this money? We're kind of seeing this, but we do. And it's not a lot of people. It's a very, very tiny amount. But one person getting stuck where they have no resources is a tough thing. So
through donations, you're able to continue that program?
We are. We are really thankful for our donors. We have some wonderful donors. And thank you. You know who you are.
Well, tomorrow the Easter group is meeting at 1 p.m. at St.
That's
Peter's
correct.
Episcopal Church at the Sea House.
Right.
And anyone can come down.
Anybody can be there. We'd love to have you.
Thanks so much for joining us this
You're
morning.
You're very welcome. It's a blessing to be here.
We've been speaking with Julia Smith with the Easter group.